AB4 CBA Mobile.
Watch out, David's on the road again. W2T sitting here listening. Morning, David.
Morning for about 5 more minutes, 4.5, whatever. So what are you up to today? You must be, I assume you're at the house.
Yeah, I've done a property inspection this morning. Come home, loaded it up, changed clothes, got comfortable, and sitting here debating what I'm going to do for lunch. You know, it's a Friday, trying to figure out where I'm going to go.
Just let me know, and I'll be there. You can buy my lunch.
Well, I figured you were going to come buy my lunch today.
No, I mean, I guess I could do that. Actually, I don't even know if I'll get to eat lunch. That reminds me. I forgot to drink my protein shake and eat my protein bar, but oh well. Yeah, I played tennis this morning, and at 9 o'clock, 9 to 10:30, and it wasn't too bad. And now I'm playing a social in the morning, and Dunlop's going to be there to demo rackets, and, you know, they'll have all kinds of paraphernalia. So, anyway, so I'm going to be there for that part of it, too.
In other words, somebody wants to come and get you to spend your hard-earned money, right?
Well, they ain't doing it because I'm good-looking, I can tell you that. But they'll let you play, you know, with a racket. If you don't like that one, they'll give you another one to play with, see if you like it. And I'm sure they'll have a lot of, you know, accessories out there for sale and stuff, so I don't really see myself buying another racket, but who knows? I mean, if I can hit the ball a lot better than I'm hitting it now, I may just buy a new racket. So anyway, we'll just have to see.
Particularly if the price is right. Now, if you have the right price, or you're not going to dig into that pocket where your money is there, you know?
Yeah, I'm not getting the response from the racket that I'm expecting, you know. I'll bring my Sharpie in and put a small X on it, so they can't give it to me again. Oh, I'm just kidding. But anyway, but I'm looking forward to that. It'll be interesting. That's the first kind of thing like that I've ever been to.
Those little gatherings like that, where they're trying to sell you something and get you to spend more of your hard-earned money and things like that. But sometimes you can find some good stuff at those things, and sometimes it's like going to a ham fest, you know. You go up to a ham fest, and they want you to spend your money. In fact, there's one next Saturday, in fact. I'm planning to go up to the one up in up near, going up towards Asheville, up to that one up there this next Saturday. So I'll see if I can find me a new antenna to go in my car. I need one that, because mine is getting to be in very poor shape, you know. Sucker bait.
Sucker.
This would be N0TR. Good, David. Nobody, I'm just sitting here eating pink cherries and watching Matt Dillon.
I thought it was QRM, but doggone it, if it wasn't Tom. Oh, hey, Tom, if your day's going well, N0TRKB4CVA, go ahead and say something.
I've been waiting on you guys to leave yourself wide open. Oh, this is N0TR, 12 o'clock, just about. And I've been out and watered part of the lawn, which will do no good. Watered the chickens. And walked down. I had a hawk land on one of my
160-meter posts out there this morning, and there's a fiberglass rod that sticks up out of the top, kind of like a lightning rod, you know, to keep them dang birds from landing on top of it and crapping all over the pole. And that stupid bird, full-size hawk, he landed on top of it, and he was just flapping his wings away. And I watched him, and he fell backwards, and he grabbed a hold of the bough, and, well, that was the last straw. And he was hanging there sideways. In other words, he was vertical, completely vertical, looking up and down. And I don't think he knew whether to, you know what, or go blind. And so I encouraged him to leave. I don't know who it was, but somebody shot down around the base of that post to kick up some dirt. And that done it. I thought maybe he was stuck in the wires there. Because that, you know what that counterpoise looks like, Rusty. But I went down and checked it out earlier, and he didn't tear it up anyways, and their talons are murder, W2T in Geraldio.
Yep. And David, we know that Tom knows how to read a clock, so he could get the time there, but, you know, it's his lunchtime, and Bernice will fix him something to eat soon, so he can go do something else and harass somebody else. But anyway. Well, like I said, I've been out and did an inspection this morning, got it done, come back home, uploaded everything, and I'm done with that. I'm done with inspections for the week, so I'll have to decide what else I want to do this over the weekend, and all, because I'm not going to do any more inspections until next week, maybe. And like I said, it's warming up out there. I don't know what the high is supposed to get to today, but it's on its way up there, and mine's not registering the temperature right now because I'm not outside, but it would tell me. But anyway, it's just getting warm. Go ahead, David.
Just running down eastbound on Wade Hampton and Greer, and just crossed over Memorial Drive intersection. And my vehicle thermometer says 91. It's pretty close to accurate. So, anyway, I don't guess it's going to get any cooler until about November. But eventually, it'll get cooler. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to get my hair cut, so that's what I'm doing right now. And then I gotta go to the doctor, because Lord have mercy. And then I gotta go to Powdersville and fix my daughter's tire is leaking down, and she's going to the beach and asking me to work on her car. They didn't invite me to the beach. Oh no. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom. KB4CPA.
This is Gerald TR. Well, gentlemen, I went out early this morning, Rusty, and Bernice and I picked raspberries. They're not doing all that well because of this super heat we're having. And then went out and made sure the chickens had feed and water. But we're going to go over in your area to Spartanburg this afternoon. I just didn't want to go over there during noon hour. And by the way, Dave, my new updated addition to my weather station, it's just a little part that I added on it. It's really, really accurate with the NWS and all. And it says 91, 6 to 10 out of the northeast. There was a cool front come through. It was really nice out last night, about 10 or 10:30. I walked out back and tossed a couple of toads off the driveway. But it's 53% humidity, so it feels like 97. So I'm going to give you the tip of the day. You're always spreading yourself thin and doing so much good for everybody, Dave. Anyways, I'm going to shut this TV off so it don't distract me. Yesterday, I went over and took some pineapple cake to my neighbor, Tim. And Patrick had been here, and we give him some, Bernice give him some, and some oatmeal cookies and some eggs, and had a nice visit, really enjoyed it. But Tim's brother was over here the other day, and they had a backhoe, and they redone his drain pipe underneath his driveway, which I call a whistle. That's what we called them back in Kansas. And I thought his brother was the younger one. Well, it turned out his brother was the older one, but he wasn't near as old as what I thought. But he was 52 years old. So anyways, they got that all done, and boy, the older guy was, both of them was working just great. And he told me the older guy was his brother, and that was his son. Really nice fellas, and I was going to have him do just a little bit of asphalt work in front of my driveway where it comes in to go down to the basement, you know. So anyways, yesterday, they were down at Publix, and they had just bought a new deal to handle asphalt, I guess, and their business is going good. And they was out in front of Publix just fixing some potholes. I don't know which Publix it was, I presume down here on Taylor's. And he looked up and walked over to his son, said, "I'm not feeling good, son," and fell down in front of him and was dead. They worked on him for an hour and a half, and he didn't recover. So we're going to pick up some food and stuff for them over at Spartanburg, so they don't have to cook a lot. Maybe a rotisserie chicken and some mashed taters and gravy and stuff. But that's what we primarily was heading over there for. But there's your tip of the day, playing out in the heat too much, Dave. You be careful, buddy. We don't want to lose you, too. But go ahead, Rusty, WU2TN0TR.
2T. I'll tell you what, we don't have any worry to, don't have to worry about losing David. He's too ornery to die, at least now anyway. Maybe one of these days he'll get up so he's back among the good folks here. Anyway, Tom, sorry to hear that happening. That, you don't like to have that happen right down in front of you. It gives you the feeling of how vulnerable you are to all of this other stuff that goes on out there. And been there and done. And like you said, get out early this morning, which is what I did. I went and did my inspection. I was out there by 9 o'clock and got done with it because I didn't want to be out in that sun after it got warmer. Because when you're taking pictures outdoors, you know, it does not get any cooler as the day goes along. And I wasn't going to push it today. Anyway, guys, I'm going to go try to figure out what I'm going to do for lunch here, and I will talk to both of you later. I may get out in the car and be on the road somewhere. So, anyway, both of you take it easy and have a good rest of the day, and David, get in out of that sun. KB4CBA to take it with N0TR. This is WU2T. Go ahead, David.
All right, Rusty. Well, you have yourself a good lunch there, and I'll try and hook up with you next time and pick up the tab. Go ahead, Tom. This is KP4CBA.
Roger. This is N0TR with W2T. And, Rusty, I heard you at 10 o'clock, but Bernice had just set some eggs and pancakes and sausage in front of me. And I called you after I got done with it, but I think you were working at the time, so I didn't make contact with you, but it was right on 10 o'clock, I'm sure of that. Anyways, maybe I'll catch you guys out mobile later on, and like Rusty says, you be careful out there, Dave. And so I think Rusty signed. If he didn't, you go ahead, Rusty. And if not, Dave, you can come back. Send your OTR.
Stepped out for a minute, but he was gonna get in his vehicle and try to scare him up some grub, rustle up some grub. Well, I just got to the spot where I get my hair cut, and I'm looking out my windshield, and there's a guy using a robot. In fact, they have two of them. One guy looks like he's working on one of them. I mean, it's a pretty good size, I don't know what you'd call it, but it looks like you just, you set equipment on it and you can move it around, heavy equipment. But he's got his little remote and he's moving that thing around. That's really interesting. What a job. So I'm gonna jump out of here on you, Tom, and we will talk to you later. I'm not gonna be in the sun anymore today. I'm done. I just got a couple of things to do. But they'll all be either indoors or in the shade. So anyway, have a good one, Tom, and we will talk to you later in 0TRK. This is KB4CBA.
Okay, great to talk to you guys this morning. And you be careful. And they've got first alert days for the next 3 days, 100 degrees or better. I seen where it was 120 in Las Vegas the other day. And several other places out there was 118 or so. And we're going to get a dose of it, but nothing like that, hopefully. And boy, if we don't get some rain, I'm going to lose the whole grass in the front yard and in the back. Oh, well, I guess you can reseed it. You take care, Dave, and tell them get your ears lowered good. I had mine night before last by my famous barber, Bernice. This is 73, Dave, KB4CBA and 0TR clear.
Yep, KP4CBA clear.